We're going to continue with today's conference call, and we are pleased to have Ball State head coach Mike New join us. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time, and congratulations on the nice 57-29 win over Fordham on Saturday. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
Yeah, obviously it was a good win for our team. Looking at the tape, even after the game on Saturday, just talking to the guys, a little bit sluggish to start the game. Things that we have to clean up, certainly, when you watch the tape. But I thought, more than anything, I was proud of the guys for it was not the start that any of us envisioned, but we did a good job on the sideline of just staying calm, truly keeping that next play, mindset and mentality. And we battled back after that, and we went out and did a lot of positive things. But certainly, looking at the tape, we know that as we continue forward here, and especially this week, having a Florida Atlantic team coming in here, we're going to have to be better, than we were on Saturday. And some of the mistakes that we made early in the game, some of the self-inflicted wounds, we got to make sure that we make sure and clean those things up so they don't carry over to this week.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You talked about the early struggles and obviously turning it around and responding. That aspect of it, was there an emphasis on the sideline, or how did you see your Cardinals respond early in that first half?
Yeah, I think it's a sign, really, of our maturity. The last couple of years, we've been a young team. We played a lot of true freshmen or a lot of young players. And so now when you have guys that have game experience, you have guys that have been in some tough situations, have experienced some adversity, and we talk all week long, and even, the last team meeting before we left the hotel on Saturday morning just talked about, making sure that we compete at the highest level, making sure that the physicality is where it needs to be, and making sure that we always play the next play. And that's got to be the mindset. And whatever happens in the game, if it starts the way we want, great. Keep playing the next play. If it doesn't start the way we want, great. Just keep playing the next play. And credit goes to our guys, because nothing really needed to be said by myself or any of the other coaches on the sideline. The upper class guys and the players themselves took ownership, said, hey, we're good. We got to settle in here and we got to play the next play. And so obviously when you come out and offensively we started the game, they kicked off, they won the coin toss and deferred, so they kicked off to us. We went three and out, then the defense held them, then we came back and two plays had an interception, and then obviously we got ourselves down 7-0, but nobody blinked. We got over there on the sideline, we regrouped, thought Drew Plitt really settled in nicely, ran the show, and really responded after that with a tremendous performance. And he was in total command, and it's a credit really to him for not letting a start like that affect him at all, and really coming back to have a great day.
Offensively, when you see your squad have nearly 600 yards of offense and putting up 57 points, talk about what that kind of performance can really springboard and your offense learn from in applying it to week three and beyond.
Right. Our guys have worked really hard, going back to even in January. And we got a lot of players that have got game experience. So the best thing about it is if you look down at the end of the game and you see the number of guys that had either carries rushing the ball or guys that had catches receiving the ball, there were a lot of guys involved in the action. There wasn't just one go-to guy. And I think that's a good thing, because that just makes the practice – when you start out your week of preparation, you get on the practice field tomorrow, the attitude and the effort of guys in practice, knowing that, man, on any given play here, the ball could come my way. And I think it's a credit to Drew for trusting his progressions, working through the progression, taking what the defense gives him, but also working hard at establishing a relationship with each one of those guys to know that, at any given point in time during the game, he has enough confidence that those guys will go make a play for him. And so it's awesome to have an offensive day like that, but most importantly, having the number of guys that we had that had catches, such good distribution for 33 completions, the number of guys that had 6 catches, 5 catches, 4 catches, 3 catches. There was a lot of guys involved in the action. And then obviously rushing the football, And we were expecting, going into the game that they might try to pressure us based on what they showed off tape from a year ago. And so, once we got settled in a little bit, we had a good rushing day, but not what we need or what we expect going forward. So, obviously, we want to build on it. The confidence level will be good, but our guys know that, we start the process all over again, putting in the work, getting ready for a totally different opponent, and making sure that we have a great week of practice.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Looking ahead to this week with Florida Atlantic, when you take a look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I know obviously through 2 weeks, they're one of the only teams, if not the only team in the country, that's played two ranked opponents on their first 2 weeks, and this will be their second trip in 3 weeks to the Midwest, having played Ohio State week one. But obviously they had a disappointing performance from what they expected against Central Florida in front of a record crowd at home. So they're going to be a hungry team coming in here. You can look at the tape and see their athleticism and see their speed. They've had some injuries that they've had to deal with here through the first 2 weeks. Where they've had to play some different players. But we know we're going to have a hungry team coming in here that's had some, quite a bit of success. And, they've used that success to recruit very well. And so I think when we look at the tape, offensively, defensively, special teams, the thing that jumps out certainly is their athleticism, their speed. We're going to have to be ready, for a hungry football team that's disappointed through 2 weeks of play. So, but we got to make sure that, we're consistent with with our effort, the way we're playing the game, with our physicality, the way we're playing the game. And, obviously be ready for a hungry Florida Atlantic team coming in here because they've got some good players. Obviously, they've had done a lot of good things since Lane Kiffin's been there. So we know we're going to get their best effort, and we got to make sure that we play with our best stuff here on Saturday.
How much of an emphasis is it for you and the coaching staff with your squad, with certainly this week three game being yet another home game, and kind of with through the first 3 weeks, again, a neutral site game in Indianapolis and then two straight home games, and really the importance of getting off to a fast start, a good start for the season with having those first three so close and certainly being home games? How much of an emphasis is that for your squad?
Oh, it's a big emphasis because it's a home game, and you want to be. You have to take care of your home turf, and you have to be able to win at home. And this is one of those games that you look at and you're like, okay, it's Florida Atlantic. It's a good football team, but in order for us to take the next step as a program and take the next step as a team, and ultimately get where we want to go and accomplish our goals, this is one of those games that we have to have our best stuff, and we got to play our best football to have an opportunity to win, because we have the advantage of playing at home. They have to travel to us, 2 out of 3 weeks now where they've had to travel to the Midwest. So it's one of those games that you definitely look at for us and say, hey, we're capable. We have to play our best football. We know that. We've done a lot of good things here in 2 weeks, but, every single week is a new week, and we have enough players around here now that are mature, that have a lot of game experience. They know that every week, it starts with being obsessed with preparation, making sure that you're doing your part. When you're freed up from your academic studies, you got to be investing time on your opponent, because being confident when you get to Saturday and playing a team like Florida Atlantic, you got to believe first, and us getting where we need to be with preparation is going to be a big key to that, because we know what we're capable of doing, and we got to make sure that we give ourselves that best chance to put ourselves in a position by the end of the week.
And quarterback Drew Plitt, obviously another strong performance with 6 touchdown passes. His growth from week 2, what are you looking to see from him, continued growth for week 3?
Yeah, consistency. Drew's played really 2 good weeks of football here, and I think he's done a tremendous job of leading our offense, and I think it says a lot about him mental toughness-wise. Game didn't start the way he envisioned, 3 and out, and then he threw a pick on the next play, but then he came back to finish 32 out of 40, for 439 yards and 6 touchdowns, which was tied a stadium record. Drew's one of those guys, though, that he is obsessed with preparation, and he runs the show offensively for us. He sees the field very well. He processes very quickly, makes a lot of decisions at the line of scrimmage. We give him the freedom to do that because he's shown that he can handle that. So consistency, just running the offense, and he's in a confident place right now. But he also knows, too, that every week's a new week. Just because something happened and it went well 1 week doesn't automatically guarantees will happen the next week. You got to put the work in, and you got to make sure that you're preparing the same way and you're consistent with your preparation, because that gives you the best chance to be consistent, you know, in practice, and then carrying that over to the game.
Let's go to our next question for Coach New.
Your next question is from Jordan Sagusky with Star Press.
Hey, Coach. You mentioned injuries there. Is there anyone who missed the game against Fordham on Saturday who you don't expect to be ready for FAU?
Yeah, we're still kind of in the same boat. You know, with Caleb, he'll be a slave, and he'll just be a, you know, day-to-day deal with his foot. So we'll be just monitoring that as the week goes along here. And you know, Brandon Martin missed the game last week, so he too will be very similar to Caleb, that we'll just monitor him day-to-day this week and see how his return goes. But nothing new besides those two guys. Obviously, Isaac James was already you know, ruled out last week with a surgery on his Achilles. So that's the only, you know, nothing new on the injury front coming out of this game. We'll just you know, see how those two young men are as the week goes along.
And I know you guys tried a few different people at tackle there. Are you confident who you have at that position if Caleb is does have to miss?
Yeah, Joe did a very nice job, and it was, you know, Colin Johnson, our offensive line coach, did a great job of rotating some guys in there to get some game experience. You know, Joe did a lot of good things in his first start, but obviously Dylan Cook played there some and did a nice job as well. So I think just trying to get you know, guys in a rotation to get some good game snaps, and obviously you know, we feel good about Joe and where he's at in his development. So we'll keep building on what Joe's doing and keep working Dylan in there as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Well, Mike, thank you for your time. Congrats on the victory over Fordham. We'll let you get back to preparation for Florida Atlantic, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Again, for Ball State, coming off the 47-29 win over Fordham, and that contest quarterback Drew Plitt, 439 yards passing and 6 touchdowns, which tied a school record for touchdown passes in a single game. And Ball State will be hosting Florida Atlantic this coming Saturday, September 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and the game will be available on ESPN+.